People have been arguing for decades over how an abortion affects a woman's mental health. NPR's Nancy Shute has the results of a new study.
Choosing to have an abortion is not an easy decision, and scientists have put a lot of effort into trying to find out whether women are harmed by that choice. This new study in the New England Journal of Medicine says they are not. Robert Blum is an expert in the field of reproductive health and a professor at Johns Hopkins. He did not work on this study.
This is an extremely, extremely well-done study. There is no evidence to support the notion that abortion predisposes a woman to psychiatric and mental health problems.
The issue has been a political hot potato since the 1980s. Back then, Ronald Reagan ordered Surgeon General C. Everett Koop to write a report saying that abortions are bad for women's health. Koop sidestepped that duty, but the argument continues with scientists drawn into debate. Blum, a former president of the Guttmacher Institute, would like to say goodbye to the political buzzwords.
There is no post-abortion trauma, post-abortion syndrome, or anything of the like.
In doing the study, Danish researchers looked at the health records of 85,000 women who had first trimester abortions. Those women were more likely to seek mental health treatment while they were pregnant, but didn't need more help after having the abortion. That's not surprising, says Nada Stotland. She's a professor of psychiatry at Rush Medical College in Chicago. She says that women considering abortion are often struggling with problems with a partner or family members.
People have abortions often under troubled circumstances. You have an abortion because there's a problem.
What makes this study unique is that it looked at women who chose abortion and also looked at women who chose to have the baby. Stotland says this gives us a much better picture of the stresses of abortion and childbirth.
Above all, it really fairly contrasts the outcomes of abortion with the outcomes of pregnancy.
The women who decided to have babies were doing great while they were pregnant. For some, that picture changed when they became mothers. Trine Munk Olsen is the scientist who led the Danish study. She says they saw a sudden spike in new mothers who needed help with severe mental disorders,
including psychosis and, for example, depression after delivery.
That's true not just in Denmark. As many as 25% of new mothers experience postpartum depression. It's a significant public health problem. Robert Blum at Hopkins says that new mothers need much more help.
We need to acknowledge and provide mental health support for a significant number of women who experience postpartum depression.
The message, then, is that pregnancy poses mental health challenges for women, whether they choose to give birth or choose to have an abortion. Stotland says that's why women need friends and family to stand by them.
They might not agree with your decision. That's not the same thing. But they have to support you. They have to know that no one else can make this decision but you.
And that even though those choices are intensely personal, the debate will no doubt remain political. Nancy Shute, NPR News, Washington.